Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Family members and a forensic expert are questioning why Kansas City police didn't find a man's body in the cargo area of his own SUV until they towed it to a Missouri police station earlier this month. Adam Blackstock Jr.'s death is being investigated as a homicide, according to officials. Police defended how they initially handled the situation because they didn't have a search warrant when they had the vehicle towed on January 17th. And a Southwest Kansas man was killed in a plane crash in Oklahoma. J.P. Bizet has more.
46-year-old Victor Shavira Mendoza of Liberal was killed in a plane crash near Hooker, Oklahoma, Saturday night. The crash happened around 9:30 p.m., a quarter mile south of County Road B and 1 mile west of Mile 42 in Texas County. The cause of the crash is under investigation by the Federal Aviation Administration.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A federally funded program that supports Kansas homeowners is set to close soon. Emily Sharp, a spokeswoman for the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, has reported that the Kansas Homeowner Assistance Fund, or KHAF, is almost out of funds. The program is now in its final funding stage, leaving only a small window of time left for homeowners in need of help to apply. Ryan Vincent, the executive director of Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, which administers the KHAF program, said the economic impact of the pandemic continues to be felt by families and communities across the state, and this assistance has provided housing stability and preserved the dream of home ownership for more than 3,000 Kansas families in need. According to Sharp, the KHAF was put in place through funds provided by the American Rescue Plan Act to assist qualified homeowners in Kansas to avoid foreclosure. Eligible homeowners at least 30 days past due on mortgage and or property taxes can receive financial help for mortgages, utility bills, property taxes, and other charges associated with delinquency. And Sharp reported that the KHAF has distributed $39,886,389 to 3,549 households in Kansas since the program launched in April 2022. The closure process of KHAF involves 3 phases, and they are the final funding phase, the hold phase, and the closure phase. Sharp said the KHAF is currently in the final funding phase, and the time spent in each phase is subject to factors such as application volume and the amount of assistance requested. Each program closure phase will be announced online at kshousingcorp.org/kansas-homeowner-assistance-fund. Governor Kelly announced on Monday that the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund have been awarded a $4 million 2023 Preschool Development Birth through 5 Planning Grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families. The grant will support the state's ongoing efforts to bolster the early childhood workforce, support the physical and emotional well-being of our children, and ensure they design an early childhood system that meets the needs of all Kansas families. Governor Kelly said they know that a child's development from birth to 5 years of age is vital to their goals in education and in life, and this funding will allow them to plan and build upon initiatives that strengthen the integrated early childhood system with a special focus on ensuring the most vulnerable children are prepared for kindergarten. To learn more about the program of Kansas initiatives supported by the grant, you can visit kschildrenscabinet.org. The Salina Police Department on Monday identified a deceased man found on the side of a roadway in North Salina early Saturday morning. According to information released on Monday afternoon by the department, a citizen called law enforcement dispatch at approximately 1:05 a.m. on Saturday to report a body in the 1900 block of North 5th Street, and responding officers found a deceased man on the side of the roadway. According to a news release from the Salina Police Department, the body was identified as that of 20-year-old Brendan Thomas Wade Reed, formerly of Hayes, and Reed's next of kin has been notified. At this time, the cause of death is unknown and the investigation is ongoing, and the Salina Police Department is asking the public for any information they may have regarding this individual. Anyone with additional information relative to the case is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 825-TIPS, and you may receive a cash reward of up to $1,000. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
The Phillips County, Kansas Sheriff's Office posted on social media that on Monday, January 30th, an arrest was made in connection to a search warrant that was executed on July 16th of 2022 in the 800 block of 3rd Avenue West in Glade. During the execution of the search warrant, items were located that indicated they may be components of a methamphetamine lab, so the Kansas Bureau of Investigation Clandestine Laboratory Response Team responded and collected the items of concern. Those items were transported to the KBI for analysis, which revealed they were, as suspected, meth lab components. On Monday afternoon, deputies served an arrest warrant on Jimmy C. Lamb, 40, of Glade, and took him into custody without incident. Mr. Lamb is charged with unlawful manufacture of a controlled substance, possession of precursors, possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He's being lodged in the Phillips County Jail with a $250,000 bond. The Sheriff's Office reminds everyone that all suspects are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Kansans are no strangers to winter weather, and with the arrival of the freezing conditions comes the potential for winter-related damage to your home or property. Your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy can protect you against common winter damage, so you need to be sure to contact your agent to conduct a review of your current policy and ensure you're covered for all the perils of winter weather. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt recommends taking precautions to prevent the worst of the season surprises that include to clear your gutters and prune trees to prevent structural damage from falling branches and ice dam formations. Protect your pipes from freezing by detaching garden hoses from your home and winterizing your irrigation systems. When temperatures drop severely, leave your faucet running with a slight drip and open the cabinet doors under your sinks. And evaluate the insulation and ventilation in your attic, keeping the warm air in your home and out of your attic to minimize the formation of ice dams. Schmidt said every Kansan should take precautionary steps this winter to help protect their property from freezing temperatures and winter weather. If you are a victim of a winter catastrophe, a burst pipe, or a roof collapse, you need to contact your insurance agent right away. If you or someone you know is having trouble with an insurance claim, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484 or visit the department's online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. Kansas Farm Bureau announced the creation of the Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program, or RKAP, which was developed with a grant from the Kansas Department of Commerce's Office of Registered Apprenticeship to help address workforce needs in rural communities across Kansas. RKAP is Kansas's first registered apprenticeship program focused solely on agriculture and rural communities to provide industry-driven career pathways for farmers, ranchers, and small businesses serving agricultural areas. Shonda Atwater, the Director of Apprenticeship and Internship for the Kansas Department of Commerce Apprenticeship, said the programs allow them to expand the skill sets of their workforce to meet the needs of rural communities. And investing in talent, a key pillar in the Kansas Framework for Growth, is critical because it creates opportunities for young people to thrive. For more information on RKAP, you can visit the Office of Registered Apprenticeship at ksapprenticeship.org. Paul Arthur Lucian, 81, of Norton, passed away on January 28th in his home. Paul's family will host a funeral service on Friday, February 3rd at 11 a.m. The service will be at the Church of God in Norton, with Daryl Boston and Gunnar Hayes officiating. In lieu of flowers, a memorial for hospice services has been established as the family appreciates the amazing care they provided them and Paul. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
If you're seeking experience and quality in your construction and home repair needs, call Billings Construction for your free estimate today. Locally owned, licensed, and insured, Billings Construction can tackle new construction, remodels, roofing, windows, siding, plumbing, and electrical that you may encounter. Call 785-871-7445 or 785-871-7145. Billings Construction will work for you. Remember, if you can't nail it, screw it.
Morning, noon, and night is always a good time to treat yourself at the Norton Sonic on Highway 36. Mornings feature a full breakfast menu and 99-cent large soft drinks till 11 a.m. Happy hours are every day, 2 to 5. Don't forget to sign up for your Android or smartphone Sonic app for exclusive offers. Morning, noon, and night, always a good time to treat yourself at Norton Sonic on Highway 36.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Rural power providers are getting help from USDA to modernize their systems. Gary Crawford has the details.
The Inflation Reduction Act has money in it to upgrade the nation's electric power grid, and within that investment,
there's a significant investment in rural electric cooperatives.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has just announced another in a series of those investments. This time, it's $613 million in loans to help 64 rural electric providers in 26 states to modernize their grids, produce cleaner energy, and install smart grid technology. Of those kinds of rural electric projects, Secretary Vilsack has said many times,
this is going to result not just in additional jobs, not just in cleaner energy. It's also going to result in lower utility costs Americans living in rural places.
Vilsack said we can expect more energy-related funding announcements in the coming months. The Inflation Reduction Act has a total of $12 billion for USDA to use to expand clean energy and transform rural energy production. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Gary, thank you very much. Now, despite seeing some good snows in drought-parched areas of Kansas, there was little improvement in the condition of the Kansas winter wheat crop. The latest monthly crop update from National Ag Statistics rates the crop at 47% poor to very poor, compared to 49% a month ago, 32% fair, and 21% good to excellent. That is up 2 points from last month, but look at the overall scheme. Still 47%, nearly half, is poor to very poor of the condition of the crop. Topsoil moisture is rated 66% short to very short, compared to 69% last month. And subsoil moisture is rated 78% short to very short, compared to 82% last month. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
We're in good shape for the next few days. Lots of sunshine, and that means temperatures will be going up a little bit. Still cool today, though. Sunshine and about 25 for the high in the metro. Upper teens and clear tonight. We get sunny skies on Wednesday and quite a bit warmer. We should hit the upper 30s. Some clouds on Wednesday night and then mid-40s and sunny on Thursday. By Friday, we'll cool off a little bit and then warmer for the weekend. I'm staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton in the KMBZ Max Motors Weather Center.
Bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitech horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle lowest has been in the last four sessions, our December contract lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, the October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 1/4, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
City breaking and everybody shaking and staying alive, staying alive.